Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, October 26, 2023. Stand up for your country. And that's not an easy thing to do on days like this. When some maniac in Maine, one of my favorite states, goes out and murders 18 people, maybe more, for no reason. Guy's mentally ill, and he's got a firearm, and he just goes in and shoots people dead. And then you have the wail of the progressive left and then the conservative right. I'm going to sort through this once again in a very calm, factual way a little bit later in the broadcast. But first, the Talking Points memo. Moving out of the progressive states. Three vivid examples. State of California, number one, beautiful state. I mean, from top to bottom, the Oregon border down to San Diego, the state is just, every county is different. I've been to every county, and it's just fabulous. But it's a terrible place to live, because the progressives control the entire state. There isn't any even moderate Republican presence in Sacramento. A few counties, but Sacramento dictates. So what is the result of this? Well, we went to the U.S. Census Bureau, okay? These stats are in stone. California, 2010 to 2020, it's the latest stats. 7.5 million people moved out of the Golden State. The outflow, 23% more than the inflow. The population right now is 39 million and sinking. All right, that's California. New York State, where I am right now, 210 to 220. Almost 5 million people moved out of New York State. Net loss, more than 1.5 million residents, most of them taxpayers. Current population, almost 20 million, dropping quickly. In the next 10 years, we'll see the population of New York State down to 17 million. Okay. Illinois, 10 to 20, 1.35 million people out, 68% more outflow than inflow. That's an incredible stat. Current population, 12.5, again, dropping quickly. Now, there are two reasons for this. Number one, and the most important, is that all three states are run by far-left governors and legislatures. All three, California, New York, Illinois. The primary belief in that crew is income redistribution. Okay? Taking from the working people and the wealthy people and giving it to the have-nots. One vivid example. You hear an outcry about giving houses to the homeless, right? That's a big, big progressive thing. Giving houses to the homeless. Most of the homeless are substance abusers. Most of them. Maybe 80% of them. So we're supposed to, the hardworking people, take our tax dollars and buy drug addicts and alcoholics houses. Think about it. Think about how insane that is. So you are irresponsible, self-destructive. You are ruining your life and other lives, and we're going to give you a house at taxpayer expense. That is progressive governance. Okay? All right. So income redistribution means welfare, payment after payment after payment, kid care, food, you name it. Astronomical cost. And you have to tax the workers to get the money. So the worker going, I want a little more take-home pay. Okay, because housing in California and New York is high. I can't afford to buy a house yet. The drug addict is getting a free house. Does this make sense? I hope so. The second thing is quality of life. We in New York are the highest tax state. Is quality of life improved? No, it's drastically declined. Our roads are a mess. You can't get anywhere in the New York City area. It's just clogged every single day. There's no rush hour. It's dawn to dusk clogged. And the roads are falling apart. Quality of life in New York City? Are you kidding? You can't even walk your kid to school without the kid seeing all kinds of depravity. You can't even get to work and home on the subway without feeling threatened. Quality of life? So you pay and pay and pay and pay and pay, and you get nothing. So millions of Americans are going, enough. I'm going down to the lower tax states that have better quality of life. And there are a lot of them. Okay? And that's what's happening. This is simple supply and demand. All right? The supply of people in the liberal states is declining drastically because the people are demanding a decent quality of life. I had to get my car, and this is just one in a million. I had to get an emissions inspection yesterday. New York's one of the few states that has a mandatory emissions. It's a racket. $40. All right, so the state just put it in. In addition to getting your car inspected to be on a road, it's another $60 or $70. It's $40 to this. And then every time you turn around, is another tax. Now they have cameras, all right, in New York. And they have dropped the speed limit to an absurd level. You can ride a bike faster. And they're watching if you go, it's 25 miles an hour, if you can believe this. If you go 32, it's $100. They're stealing money because they have so many bills to pay for the progressive entitlement culture, the income distribution, redistribution culture. So anyway, that is what's happening in America. Media will not report it because the media loves income redistribution. They love it because they're progressives. Oh, everybody should be the same. So we'll wipe out any kind of chance for working people to move up as I did. We'll make that almost impossible. And then we'll give, not going to work for it. If you're in some places, most places, the legislation to give people housing doesn't include drug testing. So you can be a heroin addict and here's your house. Here, just sign here is the deed. It's just insane. And that's a memo.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
All right, President Biden scheduled and did nothing, recovering from his big party, 300 people, White House last night. Australian Prime Minister and his girlfriend, everybody had a good time. They kept the guest list secret. We ferreted it out. Here's the most interesting five that showed up at this party. Hunter Biden did not show up. Fatima Graves. Okay, Fatima. Not with her husband, Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney in D.C., who refused to cooperate in Hunter Biden. Nope, but Fatima did. That means 29 visits to the White House for Fatima that I know of. Jeffrey Katzenberg, see him? Jeffrey is the money man behind Biden, running Biden's reelection campaign. John Kerry, he is the climate change czar who travels the world in a private jet. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security chief, who says the border is secure. And Andrea Mitchell, NBC News correspondent since the Civil War. Why is Andrea Mitchell there? I didn't see any other journalists on the 300-page invite list. Why is she there? All right, you can make your own conclusion to that. All right, so I wasn't invited. I'll never be invited to anything, but I've been to the White. Barack Obama used to invite me to a lot of stuff, okay? And we had a good rapport. Not Biden. Okay. Secret visit. I say secret because the media, I don't think they know, but they don't really care. This is an unbelievably important story. So, the director of Chinese Communist Party Central Committee is a man named Wang Yi. There's Wang, 70 years old. He is Xi's best friend. She runs the country. She is the dictator. Wang Yi is his best friend. He's in Washington, meeting with Blinken, the Secretary of State, and Sullivan, the National Security Advisor. And tomorrow, he's going to meet with Joe Biden, the President of the United States. Believe me, they're not going to have a joint press conference. I could be wrong, but I'd be stunned. Now, why is Wang Yi here? The Chinese say because Blinken went to China, but that's not the reason. All right. They snuck Yi in. And believe me, they don't want any publicity about this. The Chinese communists don't. Because Xi doesn't know whether he should go to the big economic summit in San Francisco in mid-November. Now, it's ironic that the economic summit is being held in San Francisco with all of this squalor dominating the city. But what will happen is that all these homeless people and drug addicts running around, defecating and urinating in the streets, somehow they're going to magically disappear. Where do you see what happens? Because all the Chinese press, such as it is, needs to see is that. And they'll send that. They already have them, but you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Biden wants Xi at that summit. And that's a good thing. Because China's economy is not doing well, just like our economy. You check the stock market in the last 3 months. Okay, it's bad. And that's because of Biden, the uncertainty surrounding him. He's so bad a president. And people don't know. The market doesn't know where the politics are going to go. That's why the market's going down. So anyway, I don't think she's going to go to San Francisco. But I could be wrong because the Chinese economy is very soft. And the more that the Chinese communists cooperate with the United States, the better it is for them economically. That's what this is all about. All right, it was a press conference yesterday with the Australian Prime Minister. There are two things I'm going to pick on, and that's probably unfair, but I have to do it. A woman named Laura Barone Lopez. Laura Barone Lopez. She is the White House correspondent for PBS, perhaps the most radical left news organization in the country, you know, and they're paid for partly by tax dollars. She asked Biden two questions. She's 28 years old, by the way. 28 years old. She's the chief White House correspondent for PBS. When I was 28 years old, I was working in Dallas. Okay, big market, WFAA, but I was pretty far away from any White House correspondent job, but not Laura. So the first question she asks is about the new Speaker of the House. Yep.
First, after 22 days, House Republicans just elected Mike Johnson of Louisiana as the Speaker of the House. Johnson advocated conspiracy theories about voting machines and a rigged election in 2020. He encouraged his colleagues to join a lawsuit to invalidate the results of four states. So if you win re-election in 2024, are you worried that a Speaker Johnson would again attempt to overturn the election?
No. Because he can't, look, just like I was not worried that the last guy would be able to overturn the election.
All right, so that's a baiting question. So Ms. Barone Lopez baited Biden. Biden didn't take the bait. I was kind of surprised he didn't take the bait. So PBS is now not in the business of getting information. The way to answer that question, and the question was legit, but you ask it this way. What do you think of the new Speaker of the House? Is he a man that you believe is going to help the government? That's how you ask it. And then if there's a follow-up, you can throw in whatever fact you want. But you want to get Biden's opinion of the new Speaker on the record. That's what journalists are supposed to do. No. Second question is about Hamas, Israel. Go.
Hamas killed 1,400 Israelis. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli forces have killed over 6,000 Palestinians, including 2,700 children. You've previously asked Netanyahu to minimize civilian casualties. Do these numbers say to you that he is ignoring that message?
What they say to me is I have no notion that the Palestinians are telling the truth about how many people are killed.
Excellent answer. Joe is... I don't know what happened to him yesterday, but the question was a sympathetic look at Hamas. Oh, they got all these people killed, the Palestinians, and an indirect condemnation of Israel. So everybody knows, I'm assuming Laura knows too, that Hamas is a propaganda outfit. It'll never give you the truth. But Laura takes their stat and throws it right on up to the President of the United States. Now, this is what PBS does. That's what they're in the business to do. Their audience is 100% far left people. Maybe there's a few moderate liberals in that audience, but not many. Okay. We've searched about Ms. Lopez. She worked for the Huffington Post. There you go. Politico. There you go. You know, perfect for PBS. Senate Judiciary Committee, and most people missed this yesterday. So a guy named Cardell Morant, I did not know who this guy was until yesterday. Cardell Morant, the director of the Center for Countering Human Trafficking, all right, in the United States. He comes under Homeland Security. He testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Roll it.
Mr. Morant, since President Biden's been president, how many non-American citizens have come into our country illegally or on the basis of a claim of asylum?
Thank you, Senator. HSI is an investigative agency.
Do you know the number?
No, Senator.
You're a senior member of Homeland Security, are you not?
That's correct.
Does anybody know the number? None of you know the number. Try 8 million. Now, of that 8 million, how many were children, Mr. Morant?
I don't have that number.
You don't know.
That's pretty pathetic, isn't it? It's all you need to know about Homeland Security and the Biden administration right there. Not somebody. And I applaud Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana for asking those questions. Democratic colleagues would never ask them. All right, let's get to Maine. Every 3 or 4 months, some maniac goes out and guns down innocent Americans for no reason. Every 3 or 4 months after it happens, the left comes out and wants to ban all guns. That's the goal for the progressive left, ban all guns. So as a historian, I know that's impossible because the Second Amendment is not going to be overturned. It's there. And it was put there by the founding fathers on a vote, by the way, in Philadelphia. And that's part of killing the witches. That we take you right into that Constitutional Convention over the religion issue. But everything was done there. And the leaders of our country back then, Benjamin Franklin and Madison and Jefferson and everybody else, they knew that Americans needed to protect themselves because the government could not, okay? The federal government and the state governments in 78 to 83 in that range, they couldn't protect anybody. So individuals had to protect themselves, and that's why the words "a well-regulated militia" are in the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia is a local group, okay, that come together to defend the area in which they live with firearms. But how else are you going to defend it? They start there. Now, there are more than 300 million firearms in the United States. Why so many? Because in our push west from the Appalachian Mountains to California and Oregon and Washington State, there were hostile factors everywhere, okay? Animals, criminals, Native Americans fighting for their own land. Everywhere you looked, if you were part of that movement west, you had to have a firearm, had to. And that tradition of firearms took root. Now on the East Coast, we had that, but not quite as intense. But you still have a firearm if you were in Maine with the Abenaki Indians or Florida, the Seminoles. They didn't like all this. And there were battles all the time. Okay, so now we're in 2023 and we have a tremendous violent society and most of the murders are done with guns. So we have a gun problem. Now, people on the right who don't want any modification of gun laws say it's not a gun problem, it's a human being problem, which is true. You put the gun in the safe, gun can't shoot anybody. But it's a little more complicated than that. So at the federal level, you're not going to be able to ban guns, even though the progressives don't understand that and they don't care and they're going to throw it out. At the state level, you can modify this violence, okay? On the lone nut front. Now, I've already gone over what you do with the criminals. Our law enforcement justice department will not take that action. If you are a criminal and you use a gun to commission of a crime, it should be mandatory federal prison time. They won't do it. Okay, that's on them. Now, Maine is a great example. Rural state, one of my favorite states. I know it very, very well. Hunting is big there. Outdoors, everybody is, you know, even during the winter when it's cold. It is not a rural society. Biggest town is Portland, Maine, which is a gentle town. Not a lot of drug gangs or any of that in Maine. But there are just as many insane people per capita as there are in California. Insane people are everywhere. And this guy, his name is Robert Card. I'm convicting him, but we got him on videotape shooting, murdering these people. So I think I can do that. All right. He kills at least 18 people for no reason. And some of them are children. All right. So probably he'll be caught by the time I'm talking to you. Again, we tape in the late afternoon. He ran away. Now, he was in the U.S. Army Reserve, this guy. And the Army flagged his mental state. And this summer, he was put in a mental facility for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I mean, his whole story will unfold. But then he got out because we don't have the capacity to keep people who are unstable in detention. We don't have it. Doesn't exist. Now, you can get a court order from a psychiatrist, but apparently this guy got let out and then he killed all these people. So a guy named Mike Brown, who's the coach of the Sacramento Kings, really took this whole thing personally. Here's what he said. Go.
It's a sad day for our country. It's a sad day in this world. And until we decide to do something about it, the powers that be, this is going to keep happening. And our kids aren't going to be able to enjoy what the United States is about because we don't know how to fix a problem that's right in front of us.
There is no fix to the problem, coach. And I admire the coach. There's no fix to the problem. You're going to have mentally ill people commit violence. And there's nothing in a free society or even in a totalitarian society the government can do about it. Nothing. The government can make it harder to get a heavy-duty weapon. But that's a state-by-state decision, not a federal decision. All right? You can pass federal legislation to ban certain things, like a mortar, like a bazooka. All right? But when it comes to high-capacity rifles, it's a little more problematic. But each state can pass public safety laws. And Maine is a lot different than New York. In New York, you can't have a everybody carry law because there are 16 million people in the New York City metropolitan area. You can't have people, anybody carrying. All right? You just can't. But in Maine, you can have a lean and carry law because you hardly have anybody there. It's a state-by-state public safety decision by the legislature. That is democracy. So, you know, the coach is, well, we, like there's some magic wand here. There isn't a magic wand. You can do it on the criminal front. If you make gun crimes mandatory federal penitentiary situations, you'll cut that. But not the lone nut. You can't do anything about it. Unsolvable problem.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Wall Street Journal versus CNN and the Biden administration. This is a very important story. Right after the Hamas terror attack, Wall Street Journal reported that Iran was behind it, helped Hamas massacre those innocent Israelis. CNN said no. The Biden administration said, we don't have any information. Today, the Wall Street Journal is reporting anonymous sources that in the weeks leading up to Hamas's October 7 attack, hundreds of Palestinian Islamist militant groups' fighters received specialized combat training inside Iran. I believe this is true. I believe the Biden administration knows it's true, but will not say it because it doesn't want to exacerbate, word of the day, the situation with Iran. CNN does the bidding of the Biden administration. So I believe the Wall Street Journal. I believe this report, and I believe that the Iranians did help Hamas commit all these atrocities. Smart Life, very important segment tonight. We want you to have a happy life. We want you to lead a smart life. And you can do that only one way, by being healthy. That doesn't mean if you get some disease fostered upon you, can't have a smart life. You can't. But it's so much harder if you're debilitated. So we're trying to head this off. If you are over the age of 50, 50, you have to change your diet. Period. You can't be driving up to the window to get Taco Bell. Once in a while, if it's a regular thing, you're committing slow suicide. McDonald's, pizza, whatever it may be, you have to modify. Processed foods, got to get them out of your refrigerator. Not easy. Sugar is addictive. Well, you're eating the desserts, you're eating the ice cream, it tastes good, they give you satisfaction. Not easy to walk away. So here is a Smart Life tip. There is a website, eatingwell.com. Simple, right? Eatingwell.com. You just put it into your search browser, okay, and boom, there it is. So in this website, which is free, it's got all kinds of recipes and stuff, and you can just go in there and look, all right? And they give you tips on how to lose weight, how to fight pre-diabetes, very important. You have high blood sugar and all that, they give you tips. So I perused it through my producers and their Mediterranean diet. They have, this is, you want to live long like some of the Italians and Greeks do, they eat this. Anti-inflammatory diet, very important. Very important. They have that. Weight loss, heart health, gluten-free, vegetarian, whatever. You take it or leave it. But it's there for you to look at. And I'm telling you from experience, it isn't that hard to cut down on the sugar and to cut down. I don't eat processed foods. I haven't been to a fast food place in a year. I can't even remember last time. I used to eat there, but I don't anymore. Because I know it's going to, and if I do eat something that's not so great, then I kind of balance it out. You know, I eat the grains in the morning, and I'm just very cognizant. It's really helped my energy level. And I think my cognitive ability, but you tell me. So I've been doing news analysis on national TV and radio for 27 years. Some of you remember when I started it. And I lost a step. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. If you think I've lost a step, let me know. I want to know. But for me, I think I'm as good now as I was when I started in 1996. And still nobody beats me. You know, I was out on with Tavis Smiley. Remember Tavis Smiley, PBS guy? He's got a radio show in L.A. We're promoting Killing Witches today. Tavis came in, and I think Tavis... It was very interesting. We'll post a little of the Tavis Smiley radio thing on BillO'Reilly.com. Anyway, smartlifeeatingwell.com. Boston, Faneuil Hall. If you go to Boston, you got to go to Faneuil Hall down in the marketplace, the Quincy Marketplace. 1742, a wealthy merchant named Peter Faneuil, I believe his first name. Yep. Gave it to the city of Boston as a gift. Well, problem is that Peter was a slaver. All right, he trafficked in slaves where he made his money. So the city council of Boston goes, ooh, we can't have Faneuil Hall anymore. 10-3 vote. The 10 votes to banish Faneuil Hall, not bring it down, but rename it, okay? maybe Bobby Orr Hall. You'll get. So the 10 were women and minorities. The three white guys on a Boston City Council, they voted to keep Faneuil Hall. I would have voted to keep Faneuil Hall. Not because I like Peter Faneuil. I don't. But because it's a historical legacy now. Faneuil Hall is part of the fabric of Boston and America. What good does it do? Nobody knows who Peter Faneuil is. It's not an endorsement of him, the building. It's so crazy, this political correct nonsense. Anyway, the city council can't do it. They don't have the legal authority. The Boston Public Facilities Commission, nobody even knows what that is. They're the only ones who can do it, and they won't. This day in history, October 26, 2001, the Patriot Act passes George W. Bush. This was in response, of course, to 9/11. It gave the federal government more power to eavesdrop on us, listen to our conversations, power to detain without charges, Guantanamo Bay, and enhanced law enforcement capacity to protect us from the jihadists. Okay, that happened 22 years ago today. It has worked out. It has. We have not been attacked again like 9/11. So some of the stuff, you got to get a FISA warrant. If you're a law enforcement agency, you got to get a warrant. Judges got to see it, but it's easier to do it. And that happened under George W. Bush. Okay, Halloween coming up. I've got a good final thought about that. And some mail. We'll be right back.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, let's go to the mail. Larry Cassiano, Syracuse, New York. Any chance the Palestinians will form a resistance to fight Hamas? No. Palestinian people don't have anything. All right, they've been exploited for 50 years, 70 years. Hamas has all the guns, and they live under a dictatorship. Anybody resisting can get the head chopped off. Susie Talbert, Fayetteville, Georgia. Bill, I fear you missed the real reason McCarthy got booted from the speakership. He promised to finish all appropriations bills before the deadline. Not only did he not do that, he permitted a five-week vacation. Okay, look, you can find things that McCarthy did wrong. But the fact is, out of 221 Republican members of the House, 8 were responsible for his getting fired. No. If he was that bad, it would have been a lot more than 8. Mike Johnson, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm trying to be better, but if I had a friend that supported an open border, I don't know if I continue being friends with that person. I understand. Depends how valuable a person's friendship is. If the person is great in every other issue, then you just say, I have my opinion, you have yours, and we'll talk about the Mets. Does anybody talk about the Mets or anything else? But if the person's a marginal person, it's annoying. The extreme positions are annoying. Christopher Schroeder of Amelia, Ohio. I was researching some healthy food recipes, and I am a type 2 diabetic, and I came across eatingwell.com. Christopher, I took it. It was in Smart Life, and I wanted to give you credit. If you have Smart Life tips, send them to me like Chris did. Very important. Paula Kelly, Staten Island, New York. How can Trump's lawyers potentially violate attorney-client privilege and, according to plea deals, keep their license? Look, attorney-client privilege doesn't exist if the attorney finds him or herself in the middle of a criminal investigation. They've got to tell the truth to the law enforcement authorities. So you can't be an attorney and hide a crime that you know is going on and say, oh, I have privilege. Nobody has a privilege to hide a crime. You see? It's a line. Gary Chiambotti warned New Jersey, can the governor of Georgia pardon Donald Trump? No. Not in Georgia. They have six states, including the Peach State, Georgia, have boards of pardons. Now, Kim can recommend, but the board has to vote and do it, and it's not going to happen in Georgia for Trump. Patricia Larkin, Bettendorf, Iowa. Funny story, I'm a candidate for local school board. Good for you, Patrick. You're a patriot. Been knocking doors in my neighborhood trying to get votes. On one Q&A, I got a person who asked me a question, and I said, I got my news from Bill O'Reilly. And he said, you know what? So do I. I think I got a vote. You did, Patrick. Good. If you cite me, it's kind of a double-edged sword because there are people who hate me. But I'll give you the ammo you need to back up any position. And if you're a premium or concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, you get a transcript. So if there's an issue that means a lot to you, all you got to do is alert my staff and Zoom. We'll send it right to you. Dwayne Catalano, Mosca, Colorado. I don't know where Mosca is. I've been to pretty much every county in Colorado. Can you explain, Bill, why the Jewish people are disliked? I've done this and done this and done this and done this. I know you can't watch every show, Dwayne. But it goes back all the way to the crucifixion of Jesus and the Sanhedrin, the Jewish authorities in Jerusalem, that wanted that, even though the Romans did it. Okay. And then in the Dark and Middle Ages in Europe, Christians were not allowed to loan money. That was a sin called simony. But Jews in their religion are allowed to loan money. Resentment against Jews for holding more wealth developed some anti-Semitism. The combination of the two over, what, 2,000-year period? That's the origin of it. Donna, there's a new sheriff in town. His name is Mike Johnson. Thank you, Matt Gaetz, for having the courage to stand up and call for a vote to vacate. Okay. You know, look, we'll see how Johnson does. Eugene, in Oregon, the kids are not required to have basic knowledge of math, science, and English in order to graduate high school. So employers would be a good idea to scrutinize or applicants from Oregon. We reported this story yesterday. Oregon going to vie for the lowest academic standards of any state now. There you go. When I hire young people, I look at their education background. And I hire a lot of them. A lot of my staff is younger. And we train them like Navy SEALs. And, you know, they either sink or swim. But I do look at the education deal. BillO'Reilly.com. If you want signed copies of Killing the Witches, please get the orders in now for the holidays. And I will sign as many as I can. If you're a premium or concierge member, if you sign up or re-up, you get Killing the Witches or any other killing book free. Okay? 2 days for the Fall Madness Bundle, Killing Legends, Killing Killers, any mug of your choice, $42.95. Excellent deal. Word of the day, do not be inert. I-N-E-R-T, inert. We'll be right back with Halloween in a moment. Final thought of the day, Halloween Tuesday. Big holiday, Halloween weekend. A lot of people watching scary movies. The scariest movie ever is The Exorcist, 1973. I write about it in Killing the Witches, the true story of The Exorcist. 13-year-old boy in Maryland, okay? Anyway, if you're going to watch a horror movie, that's the one to watch or rewatch. We'll tape.
Father Mary. Thank you. Is Father Karras here?
Yes.
Father? Father Karras. It's an honor to meet you, Father.
All right, the real boy who was possessed by the devil was named Ronald Hunkler, 13 years old. In the book and movie, they changed it to him to a girl to make more sympathetic. When you see what we have compiled, Martin Dugard and I, about Ron Hunkler and all the exorcists, there were 8 of them, 3-month ordeal, psychiatrists, doctors, a lot of them were unbelievers, non-believers. And the reason that we brought this into Killing the Witches is if you are a witch, you are possessed by a demon, the devil. You're in concert with the devil. That exists today. And that's why we use Ron Hunkler. It is simply an astounding story. All right, so Killing the Witches, best Halloween book ever. And you'll learn a lot about history, your country, and demonic possession. And if you don't believe, this is a good book to read because we documented everything. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column on Sunday. We'll see you again on Monday.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.